Billy Idol at Triple M. Day to day for breakfast. Quarter to eight. We'll play the pressure test very soon. Sugar City Marine, Mackay's largest marine dealer. We'll give you $1,000 cash. 10 questions, 60 seconds. After eight today, sitting at 24 degrees in Farley right now.
Now, this man in Blacks Beach, a lot of people are calling him a bit of a loony, but I'm not.
I'm not saying he's a loony. Let's clarify that. I didn't say that.
He says he heard a whirring sound outside his house, and when he looked, he saw a bright light, which vanished quickly after. It was around about midnight when he went to the loo. So it's got him thinking, or maybe it was a UFO or something like that.
So, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. We're going to do it again just to entertain Dave. Do you believe in aliens / UFOs?
All right. Well, we'll go to North Mackay first off. Jamie, do you believe?
I'm a believer that Jay's not quite there today. let's just break it down, shall we? The Russians put a man in space. So, just to one-up him, the Americans put a man on the moon. In a matter of months or whatever it was, you know, it's like... Now, they've never been able to do it since, but they had the technology to have somebody on the moon to actually film the man getting out of the lunar module.
So I'm confused. Are you saying that they don't real? Are they not real?
Well, what I'm saying is, if it's in such a short time, which is probably from AD, from zero, maybe 1900 years, that we were able to put a man on the moon... Surely a universe out there that's probably a billion years old has developed life to a degree of intelligence to be able to just do a little bit better than Americans beating the Russians to send somebody into outer space, or so as they call it,
Jamie, this is just logical, isn't it, really?
it's the vibe.
Oh my God! Okay,
I don't know if he's taking the Mickey or not. Now
I think he is. That ain't 2710 to phone up.
Hey, Merlin, Marion, you had an experience out of Barcaldine, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was in the mid-80s, and we were on a cattle/sheep property, and the skies out there are really brilliant and clear. And we used to lay there with our curtains open and look up at the sky. And there were just too many times. Look, I've got an open mind. I'm not saying that there are UFOs or aliens. I'm just saying what I saw. Well, the pair of us saw.
What was it?
They were lights, like not as big as moons, of course, but, you know, not as small as stars. And... they were closer, and
wasn't the International Space Station, was it?
No.
Okay.
That's what I mean. It happened. It happened like not regularly, sporadically, but like the lights would literally move in all directions and with no particular pattern. Like it was no way was it a plane.
Not there you go.
Otherwise, if it was, I'd be asking the pilot to hand his license in, if that's the case, because he's had a few drinks. Well, I guess, look, there's people have seen things. I'm not disagreeing with you, Merle. Thanks for your call there. But it just seems weird to have an actual form spaceship and an alien.
Until you actually see it. Ben in Greenmount, you've seen something?
Hey, guys, how you going? No, I haven't seen anything, and I'd probably have to see it face to face to believe it. But. Yep. Who invented the light bulb? Like, did they do it first and fly their spaceships, or did we invent it first? That's what I got to find out.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Because if that's the case, then we've taken all the credit for some alien who was in a workshop somewhere creating a light bulb, and then we've decided that we've created it.
Right. Well, you know, it's our one in life to actually steal each other's ideas, isn't it? Yeah.
There's no original idea. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, with Sunday's Arthur's bloke in Blacks Beach apparently saw a UFO. So, yeah.
Well, some people are on Facebook saying it's a drone.
By the time he picked up his phone, the thing flew off. So, what a coincidence. Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 10 to 8, Triple M.